Hi, and welcome to the first broadcast from Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. The idea of these broadcasts is to provide you with a short weekly update on all things to do with mortgages and home loans. The sorts of things I plan to cover are interest rate moves, product announcements, tips for managing your home loan, and short interviews with people that we think are really interesting. Mortgage Rates Radio is a bit of an experiment. The plan is to record it over the weekend so you have something to start your week with. Some weeks I suspect there'll be a lot to talk about, others will be quiet. Occasionally we may miss a week, but there may be additional broadcasts too, particularly around Reserve Bank interest rate announcements. With that introduction, let's discuss the past week. It's been a busy one, particularly with interest rate moves. There have been two key trends. The first is a flattening of the yield curve. Here, what we're saying is that we've seen 6 months rising and some of the longer-term ones falling, particularly in that 2 and 3 rate area. And the second trend has been very strong competition for 2 and 3 year rates. The smaller banks continue to lead the market. The two in particular that I'd draw attention to are SBS and HSBC. They remain market leaders. However, though big banks have rolled out specials that match these market-leading offers, but you have to watch out for fishhooks. The big bank specials all have terms and conditions attached to them. Some of these include a minimum of 20%, and others are really designed to make you switch banks and move all your banking across to their bank. Are the rates on offer a good deal? Westpac Chief Economist Dominic Stevens thinks so. You can see what he's saying over at mortgagerates.co.nz. In other news, last week I was lucky enough to be invited to a party to celebrate New Zealand's first billion-dollar broker. That's Bruce Patton. Bruce is a loan market broker operating out of the eastern suburbs of Auckland. He's now written $1 billion worth of home loans. To me, that's a pretty impressive achievement. Bruce is a humble guy, and he talked about how he loves what he does and helping people. Going to the event and talking to other brokers about how they work with homeowners and property investors and first home buyers was an excellent reminder to me about the value of advice that you can get when you're looking to get finance for a home loan. Some days I sit here and I just wish more Kiwis would use brokers, and if they did, people would be a lot better off. In industry news over the past week, it's been interesting to see that Roost Mortgage Brokers has found a new home. The business, which was set up by Miranda Caird and called Mortgage Choice, was sold to AMP many years ago. Roost has sat inside AMP, but hasn't really gone anywhere. Often I ask Managing Director Jack Regan how the business is going and what its future is. The answers are generally along the lines, it's not doing much and nothing much is really happening. The idea of the acquisition was to help AMP sell more insurance off the back of home loans. Quite a few providers do that now. However, the cross-sell rate, I understand, has been very low. So that's why it makes sense to move the business to another AMP-owned entity, Advice First. Advice First is based down in Wellington and is run by Mark Ennis, a very capable man I know quite well. By bringing the two entities together, AMP is far more likely to achieve its goals. At this stage, the deal was only an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding. And in talking to Mark, it seems like it will take a couple of months until change is made here. Roost is a business which we've always struggled to get information from, and this may partly because it didn't have a very good story to tell. Hopefully, now it will be far more successful and far more open. And with that, we'll wrap up our first broadcast of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'd be really interested in your feedback. You can email me at philip@mortgagerates.co.nz or use the contact form on the website. Have a good week.